just weeks to go, actually, before, you know, he hits the road for Tokyo and that 50K walk, you know, and indeed his third Olympic Games. Today it was down to, he was really pushing down to 20K, and at 19 of that 20K, he was in the lead, and it looked like he was going to, in my opinion, to kick in with a surprise victory and with a very good, strong performance. But unfortunately, he got three red cards in the last K, and the rule in walking is nowadays is you go into a pit stop, and you go into an area and wait. There's a penalty clause then, and he had a two-minute penalty clause at that point in time. When he got back into the race, obviously, Dave Kenny from Kerry had overhauled him. Now, in fairness, this was a good performance from Boyce in the sense that Kenny, who would be expected to beat him over 20K, he did extremely well. He went out sharp. He was leading pretty well, but Brenton pulled him back, overhauled him, got to 19K, got into the lead, and as I say, just penalty points against him in the end. But he'd be happy enough with that, I would imagine, when he evaluates it, and he heads out this week, incoming week now, to warm weather training to complete his preparation in Europe before he heads off to the East and those Olympic Games. So 129.49 for him today, 146 down in the leaders. So you can see what I mean by the 2 minutes. The 2 minutes would have seen him home and getting the gold. But silver medal for Brenton Boyce, and strong enough send off to the Olympic Games for him. And you know, 50K, always remember it's 50K when he gets to the Olympic Games. And as you say, Chris, the AAI Games, not normally a very popular event in Irish athletics, but everybody just wants to get in on the competition, been left out of it for so long. So numbers were big turnout, very exciting competition at a certain level, and you know, good competition. The Donegal story and the whole overall story was, and this is day one of 2 days. There will be another day tomorrow. Brendan O'Donnell finished second in the hammer with a throw of 60-11. That was for him. And indeed, Adrian Gallen from the same club, Lifford-Strabane, 50-33 for third in the hammer. That was won by Michaela Wilds of Swinford at 62-10. And then Christina Russell of Letterkenny, well, she finished sixth in the 3,000 metres, 9:42. I was impressed with her. She had a good, strong run over 5K and a high iron a couple of weeks back then. And she's running strongly and running free and running fluid, so good to see her having a go over 3,000 metres in Dublin today at Santry. And Conall Mahon, 14:24 in the triple jump. He's from Tyrconnell Athletic Club. He's just about 23 centimetres down on the Donegal record at the moment, and he was closer to the Donegal record last week, only 3 or 4 centimetres. So you could expect, maybe as the season evolves, that Conall Mahon of Tyrconnell will take the Donegal record, which has stood for nearly 40 years to Neil Sweeney of Dunlow. And that would be great news story and a very positive result for Conall Mahon of Tyrconnell, were he to hit that mark later in the season. And just in the last maybe half hour, 40 minutes, Summer Leckie has jumped 174 in the high jump, but that was only good enough for second place, behind a 178 for a girl from Liscarroll, O'Sullivan from down south. So those were the main Donegal results today. More tomorrow, good to get the opportunity for competition tomorrow as well. Of course, just to mark everybody's care, Mark English goes in Sweden in an 800 metres back after a slight injury, which meant that he had to withdraw from a couple of races, Henglow, etc., last week. So let's see what happens there. And tonight, Molly Gibgriven of Finn Valley competes in New York in the long jump, and will decide then if her form is good enough, if her form is strong enough, if the distance is good enough, whether or not, and she will attend the National Senior Championships in 2 weeks' time, because it's just so complicated now with quarantine restrictions and so on. So it needs to be a worthwhile journey, and to challenge the challenge of the quarantine, etc., 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 for her. So, well, let's see what happens with her tonight.